On the day that Zacchaeus came to know Jesus, we find that Jesus said that he came to save what was lost. Those four words are Brother David Johnson's sermon topic on this Words of Life program. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who pray and donate in support of telling you about Jesus. We do this in obedience to the Great Commission of Jesus. We thank you for listening today as we worship together in song.
Has won the world.
Please pray with me. Holy Father, knowing that you are God of all, and yet you allow us to talk to you through Jesus is overwhelming to us. Thank you. Please use the words of this program for your glory. Please bless each of our listeners to meet their individual needs, and thank you for your faithful servants. Help each one who is upholding your truth and protect them from Satan's deception and destruction. And Lord, we know that your word declares that Jesus is going to call us out at your appointed time. Help us to always be mindful of this great event. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present Save What Was Lost.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts as we share the Word of God together. The title for the lesson is Save What Was Lost. And our text comes from the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Please listen to the Word of God. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. Most of us have experienced being lost at some time in some way. I remember years ago moving from central Louisiana to Louisville, Kentucky in the United States. And I was driving the largest U-Haul made with a car trailer hooked behind it carrying our family car. So I was moving all of our earthly possessions northward carefully. In Memphis, Tennessee, full of detours and construction, I took the wrong exit off the interstate. I knew I was lost when the direction was away from the connecting interstate system to which I was needing to get to. And the neighborhood was getting worse and worse with every passing block of boarded up buildings. When you're used to driving a six-cylinder sedan and you're lost, and driving what seemed like a train, you definitely don't want to get in a tight spot. Did I say that I was hauling everything we owned? Upon noting the many boarded up buildings with graffiti spray painted all over them, I quickly decided I needed to make a U-turn. Now, lost is bad enough. Losing your life and everything you owned would have been disastrous, and I was driving what seemed like a train. So, I managed to get into the proper lane and began my U-turn maneuver. But I noticed that there was a light post where it didn't need to be. Well, I was already turning, and my eyes were glued to the side rearview mirror, and I wondered, was my car trailer pulled behind my U-Haul, a long U-Haul going to clear that Memphis City light post. Naturally, having been an ex-member of the United States Marine Corps, I closed my eyes and gunned it. Hoping there were no witnesses, I still suspect God moved that light post to avoid me moving it, because I was now in the Lord's army. To this day, I usually avoid Memphis, Tennessee, because I hate getting lost in a congested megacity full of light posts and other dangerous obstacles. There are many forms of lostness. Lost in financial debt is very discouraging. Lost mentally, emotionally is very disturbing. But lost spiritually is fatal and forever. Lostness spiritually after death is to be without hope, without relief, without remedy. Yet most people seem to be unconcerned about being spiritually lost, that is, unsaved. Why? Well, at least two basic reasons. Number one, they don't really believe in an afterlife, don't believe in consciousness after physical death. Two, they believe that they are not lost. Okay, they believe they're fine with God. They're okay. The general mindset is they're, quote, good people, end quote. That is, decent, law-abiding, don't deserve hell, and God is love. Surely they believe they've earned a passing grade to heaven, if there is one. Their mindset is probably worse than the first. Both groups are doomed if they remain that way unto death. Doomed eternally, without appeal, without escape. God's way of salvation is not man's way, and God's way is plainly revealed in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Salvation, eternal life with God in heaven, is God's free gift. That's what grace refers to. However, it is through faith. Not man's idea of shallow belief, but God's revealed truth of saving faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Shallow belief that God exists or may exist is not enough. James chapter 2 and verse 19. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. Why do they shudder? Because the demons know they are doomed, without hope, headed for eternal destruction. There is more to genuine saving faith, detailed in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. It says, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. A faith that saves trusts that God will reward true believers by His grace with eternal life with Him in heaven. Not hope so, not maybe, but really relies on God's Word. That God will reward the believer's faith with forgiveness. Moreover, God's grace and believers' faith are only regarding those who earnestly, heart, mind, and will, seek God. No one will be able to fake it. And this must be a personal, individual, earnest seeking of God. Not a casual seeking, but a commitment. A faith that saves includes obedience. God commands it. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 says in part, "Now he commands all people everywhere to repent." That is, to turn from our sinful lifestyle with godly sorrow, to turn from our sin and turn to the Savior. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." That is, that we need to change. Yes, over time, and as God, the Holy Spirit, helps us, and as we, of course, are first born again, transformed from the inside out. But there still needs to be fruit, evidence of our repentance. And then after we become believers, when we mess up, we fess up, since we still sin. And when we confess and repent our sins, God knows if we are really earnest about it. Genuine saving faith has content. It's not just an empty shell, a shallow profession of faith, just mental assent, just easy believism. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 also says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We must believe that Jesus Christ is alive, ready to return for his own. Believe that Jesus is our Lord, that is, our Master, not only our Maker, but our Master, to trust and obey. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 also says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Baptism, therefore, is also necessary for obedience. All of this is content of saving faith according to the will and word of God. We must live out an obedient faith. Eternal life is God's to give through faith, not ours to get. Salvation is by the grace of God, his gift to the persevering faithful in a life pattern of obedience. This proves that the faith we profess is genuine, is earnest. The reality is no one deserves heaven, or that anyone can boast of his or her goodness before an absolutely holy, holy God. Consider a fine example of a man who was not good, but was saved by God's grace through genuine faith. Luke chapter 19 and verse 2. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. In Jesus' day, tax collectors who collaborated with the Roman occupiers were considered by the Jewish populace to be notorious sinners, very evil, treasonous against their own people, and thieves, extortionists. Zacchaeus probably supervised a large tax district with many tax collectors working for him. He would have skimmed his own profits off the top of overcharging his own people. So he was a thief, an embezzler, and a traitor. Not good. So, did this man have genuine faith in Christ? A faith with content and commitment? A saving faith? Consider Luke chapter 19 and verse 8, which says in part Zacchaeus' words, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." So you may ask, how is that faith in Christ? Obviously, Zacchaeus believed the claims of Christ as to who he was. He proved it by personally and publicly turning his life around by giving half of his possessions to the poor and offering a very generous restitution beyond the twice amount required. 4 times the amount. Therefore, Zacchaeus believed Jesus Christ is Lord, was convicted of his sin, repented, and made his earnest confession before many others. His inward change was proven by his outward actions. Faith and repentance must have evidence then and today to be genuine saving faith. Zacchaeus earnestly sought God. There is no doubt. Consider Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." So a simple summation is this. Zacchaeus was not good. He did not deserve eternal life with God in heaven. Zacchaeus was saved by grace, God's gift to him, given by God, not gotten by Zacchaeus, not earned by Zacchaeus, nothing that he could boast about. It was a free gift. Zacchaeus had genuine saving faith in Christ, or he would not have been convicted and acted as he did publicly in front of many witnesses. As to the giving to the poor and his restitution to those that he had cheated, or might have cheated, as he said. Zacchaeus repented of his sin and turned his life around, confessing before men. Zacchaeus was spiritually lost, but was saved. Jesus said so. Does Jesus Christ ever make mistakes? Absolutely not, especially regarding salvation. But you may be thinking, what about baptism? We should understand that Zacchaeus became an Old Testament saint. He was saved before the cross of Christ. Christian baptism is an ordinance of the church, mandatory for obedience in the church age. The Apostle Paul later wrote in Romans chapter 1 and verse 5, in part, obedience that comes from faith. We must have an obedient faith. An obedient faith proves that our faith is genuine. There is evidence. And baptism is one of the very first, if not the first, example of obedient faith. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 and 39, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And that includes every one of us today also, that God will call, and that surrender to Jesus Christ through earnest faith, saving faith, obedient faith. Being lost spiritually is an extremely serious matter. Jesus plainly stated in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30, which says in part, "He who is not with me is against me." And that is a situation, a circumstance that we should never want to be in, to be against Jesus Christ. The most important decision that we can make in this life is an answer, a positive answer to the question, will I receive Jesus Christ by saving, persevering faith? Even Christ, even He, cannot save that which is lost, that which persists in not receiving Him. We are to share these truths from the Scriptures with others who are lost and seek to persevere in saving faith ourselves.
Just like a light switch that's either on or off, each of us is either saved or lost. That condition is determined by our relationship with Jesus the Christ. Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior and the Son of God? If you do, please also follow the examples in the book of Acts that show that believers repented of sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized in water. If you would like to have a free CD of this and next week's program, ask for program number 2137. That's 2137. We pray God's blessings to be upon you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.